And now for something completely different. Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, sometimes the frankness of the word is a challenge to our reasonings. But then again, the secret things belongeth unto the Lord, Deuteronomy 29:29. In a jaw-dropping moment, King Saul asks Samuel to forgive him. Mistake one is that Saul asked Samuel instead of crying out to God, but mistake number two is a bit bigger, and it's about the reason why King Saul asked in the first place. We're going to examine that. Next, additionally, we're going to examine SPers. SPers, what's that? Secular progressives who prioritize creation over the creator. This perspective resonates with individuals who identify as woke, the passionate about environmentalism, Mother Earthers, as we call them, and those who regard science as their primary belief system. We will encounter God's direct response to this worldview, which carries significant consequences. Deviating from acknowledging the Creator will lead to divine repercussions. And finally, we close the weekend with a doozy. Peter writes about the mind. Peter writes about the heart. Peter writes about the biblical requirements to seek or pursue retaliation. This is more pinpointed to fleshly responses to fleshly attacks. And then the apostle steps it up one more level. If you are attacked in some fashion, respond by blessing. Yeah, I know, that is super bizarre. But we overcome evil with good. Why do we need to respond this way? Because we are kingdom kids.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Hey. Not professional radio. It's just radio. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. Glad to see we had another person from San Diego text us, a new person as well. Welcome on board. We think that's fantastic. You can text us at 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. Now, here's the thing about the call. You call a different number. You call 972-445-0770. And you're thinking, well, why do you call that number? That's the studio number. And you know I was born and raised Jewish, and I'm not paying for an 800 number. So let's just be honest. 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like heading into the weekend. There you go.
It's so good. People are just like, you guys are weird.
Okay. Yes. But then again, if you're listening, what does that make you?
You're a little weird, too.
Yeah, there's no way around that. Okay. A couple things to tell you. First of all, if you've got a prayer request, call. Okay? Tell me this is what you want to do. Why? Because we'll pray for you. I mean, that's such a good thing to have people praying for you. It's like, well, I don't know you guys. Well, we have the same Father, our Heavenly Father, so we're relatives there. We are blood relatives because we do it by the blood of Jesus Christ, And we all drink from the same Holy Spirit. So if you've got a Baptist, if you've got a Church of Christ, if you've got a Presbyterian, if you've got a Methodist, I don't care. Well, what am I Catholic? I don't care. Call. We'll pray for you. Why? Because God is that good. Because God is that gracious. Because God is that generous. And so as his kids, we'll gather around, we'll pray. Maybe you've got a praise report. That's cool, too. You got something going on, you're like, I know the Lord did this thing. I know he answered this, or I know he led me here. I know he directed this. I know he protected me in this. I know what I know. Share it. The Bible says that the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so. Here's a great opportunity to do that. Plus, of course, we have Bible trivia. Now, we've been doing a few different things with our Bible trivia. So I'm being honest with you. We've kind of gone over into some different places in our Bible trivia because it's fun. You know what I'm saying? It's fun to talk about it that way and to do different things. Here's the next Bible trivia question. Ready? All right.
If you guys don't get this, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. Okay, here you go.
How many degrees did the shadow recede on Ahaz's clock? Okay, now first when you say that, it's like, ooh, that's an interesting question. How many degrees did it go back on Ahaz's clock? 10 degrees, 360 degrees, or 20 degrees below Celsius? Okay, how many steps did it go? Listen to the question. How many degrees did the shadow recede? 10 degrees, 360 degrees, or 20 degrees below Celsius?
20 degrees below Celsius. Dynamite. He's looking at me like, have you lost it?
Yes. If you think you know the answer, if you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email to David@hemustincrease.org. I will say that Al did bring up an excellent point. He said, was it daylight savings or not? So this is where we've come to, people. Was it daylight savings? Okay, that's the trivia question, and we've got just so many things to do. I do want to let you guys know. We do have somebody going to answer it. I do want to let you know ahead of time, though, real quickly before we take the call, that we are getting ready, starting next week, to get ready to give away SMU tickets again. Okay, they're free.
It's about that time.
Yeah, and we're talking about it, and we're thinking about we might ask instead of the Bible trivia, we'll just keep the Bible trivia where it is, not change that, but ask you questions about the show, like show trivia.
See if you've been listening.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. So that's coming up. So I'm just telling everybody ahead of time. If you have a desire, well, the first one I think will be September 16th. If I can remember my email correctly. Well, it's not my email. It's Don's email to me. But it'll be September 16th, and so I'm looking forward to sharing that with you, and then we'll all know. But I think September 16th is the SMU Mustang football team against the Prairie View A&M Panthers. So get ready for that. We do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Don.
Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm good. I'm cool. Finally. Well,
you're cooling off, are you?
Yeah, my air conditioning went out. I tell you.
Isn't that just the worst?
You just can't live in Texas unless you have air.
Yeah. No, that is tough. And so we, like last year we had an air conditioning problem. This year we had a refrigerator problem. And I just like, you never think how important that fridge is till you don't have it.
Oh, I know.
And then it's like, uh-oh.
But, you know, just like the heat, you know. Yeah. You have to have that heat too.
Yep, yep.
In the wintertime, man, it's miserable.
Yeah, it can get that way. All right, here we go. Triv question. All right.
Yeah, I
know you'll get this, but I still got to go run through it. How many degrees did the shadow recede on Ahaz's clock? Was it 10 degrees, 360 degrees, or 20 degrees below Celsius?
10.
That is 10. That is correct.
I love when you do these show. I love you when you ask these questions that are. Who would know that?
Right. Right. Like, who's thinking? Who walks around with a clock that's this? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like a huge, big cement thing. It's tied to their wrist, going, you know, "Hey, what time is it?"
That's the unique thing about the Bible. You know, there you listen, and especially now, since I like to do your show, I do the 1 year. I do 2 1-year Bible readings now. There's the one that I do with Tom Dooley, and then the other one is I don't know who it is, but anyway, I do them both. And when you hear specific things that the Bible says, it's like, those are things you need to remember.
Yep. Excellent job, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
We love you in the Lord. Appreciate you calling and appreciate everything you do.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. You know what we got to get Don to do? We got to get him to send. He does those cookies. We got to get him to bring cookies here.
Well, this is the thing, Dave. I actually thought about that today, be honest, because I had a sweet tooth. And I said, Don's supposed to have been either bringing cookies or an apple pie recipe or something. So,
all right, Don, you got to make some cookies,
pretty
brother.
Pretty much.
You don't have to call back in. You just got to, okay, I will make you guys cookies.
We need them.
No. Shake your head up and down saying yes. Okay, good. All right, there you go. Right. We are. Okay,
Dave, but to be fair, Dave, we've been asking for a while.
We have. Nobody has the great apple pie recipe. I don't know what to do about that. All right, here we go. All right. So everybody is doing phenomenal. You guys are doing great. And by the way, thank you for everything, everywhere, all the time. Okay? So what we are going to do, I knew Don would call back as soon as I said that. No,
he said, what type of cookies do we like, Dave?
What do you like?
Any kind you like.
Chocolate chip. Chocolate.
I like, yeah.
Some kind of chocolate.
Chocolate
chip. Okay, fire away. Okay. All right. So in the meantime, that's right. We're ordering. Now, how many times on a Christian talk radio show have people ordered food while you're listening to the radio? See, you're a part of something that nobody has ever done, because why would anybody do this? All right. In the meantime, we're going to do our DNA. But now I recognize that people are like, you know, you do the DNA every day. Right. Here's the thing. If we would just get it right. And you think I'm talking to you. I'm talking to me. I have the same – you know, I do a decent job in the D and a halfway decent job in the N. In the A, I got to do better. I already know I got to do better. I got no problem that. I got to do better. So let's do this. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day, spend some time with a guy in the sky, period. Separated time. Separated. We said it before. We'll say it again. Jesus said, get back in the closet. All right, that's D. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of what he had to say. Ever. Doesn't matter what the world says. Doesn't matter what the media says. Doesn't matter what politicians say. Doesn't matter who tries to condemn you. Who can condemn you? Nobody, if you're a Christian. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. That is the big thing. Getting our minds geared for it's not just about us. You know what I'm saying? It's not just about me. It's not just about me. It's recognizing that God brings people into our universes for a reason. And we need to respond to that and be vessels and vehicles of his grace, mercy, and truth. Right? Okay. Can you believe it's just amazing. It's just like, so, all right, I gotta do this because it's the word and I just got to teach it. All right? I just want you to get this. This is like the biggest thing right here. This is so big. And I'll mess it up. Okay? All right. 1 Samuel 15, 25, and 26. I just want you to understand, and I'm just going to make it super clear because it's what it says. 1 Samuel 15, 25, and 26. This is Saul as he's responding to Samuel after Samuel has said, man, you blew it. You're not doing good, right? This is his response, Saul's response, okay? Remember, when King David had a response, he said, I am guilty, right? This is what Saul says. Now, therefore, please forgive my sin and return with me so I can worship the Lord. Samuel replied to Saul, I will not. Is it 25 or 26? I can't. I hope I'm in the right spot. 1 Samuel 15, 25. Now, therefore, please forgive my sin. Does that look like right? That's right? Because I have the wrong marking on my paper.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. So 25, 26. Now, therefore, please forgive my sin. And return with me so I can worship the Lord. Samuel replied to Saul, I will not return with you because you rejected the word of the Lord. So the Lord has rejected you. Uh-oh. You know how we talk about it's really important to use the Bible? You know how we talk about, hey, this is the plumb line, this is the line by which you go with? Well, you know how we discuss Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21, and God created the universe so he can write a book? This is why that's important. Because as the Lord is growing us and we're learning and we're developing and moving closer and closer into him, there are some things that will your brain will go, well, I don't get it. Well, I mean, in order to live, I have to die. In order to receive, I have to give. In order to see something, I have to believe it before it happens. Yep, that's the word of the Lord. You either walk with it or reject it. Ow! Can't reject the word of the Lord. And you can't be, it's not a smorgasbord where you can say, well, I like this, and I don't like this, and I like this, and I don't like this. What if God says, you know, I like your arm, but I don't like the rest of you, so your arm can come to heaven? Yeah, it doesn't sound like a good idea. Just saying, right? That's not, you got to do it the right way. Okay, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What the issue is this guy hears the gospel from Philip, and in that presentation of the gospel is baptism. That is not negotiable in the sense that there's no way you can remove that. And he responds by saying, I want to be part of this family. I want to be connected to this. I hear the good news. I want the grace and the mercy. I want to do whatever it takes to show my response, not just to you, Philip, but to the entire world. I'm a Christian. And that's what baptism does. And while I think it's dangerous to say, if you're not, you can never get in, because I don't believe that's correct, I also think it's dangerous to say nobody needs to do it. That's incorrect, too. Your baptism is an open proclamation of an inward work. Don't you ever forget, the Lord requires that. If you've never been baptized, get baptized. We've got to do it right this way. Arrange to get baptized. That's it. If you've never done it, you should do it. Because it's a declaration of your faith. That's the response to the gospel. You're saying, by identifying, going down and up in baptism, the end of you, the beginning of him in you. Okay. That just seems like it doesn't even seem like that's complex. I think everybody should just go, yeah, okay, got it. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where the show is already half over. I don't know. I don't get it.
Even without the first, even without the commercials.
That's just like, say, boom, 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 boom. Roads, we don't need any roads, apparently. Okay, let's do our next trivia question. Here is yet, this is a really good one. Okay, nothing goofy on this. You just got to, but you got a 50-50 chance on this one. Okay, all right. All right. The Old Testament is finished with a blessing or a curse. Which one? The Old Testament. So you're looking at Malachi 4:6. The Old Testament finishes off with a blessing or a curse.
Pretty good question, Dave.
That's a good one, right? Oh, come on now. That is a good question. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. Of course, you can always turn the end of your Bible and just look at those last couple of verses. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I want Dynamite D just to check out for in your Bible, Malachi 4:6, just to make sure that you got it there as a reference point. We got that rolling on. Okay. So now it's Friday, so I'm trying to like, ha ha, smile, you know, this kind of thing, because it's Friday, and I love Fridays. Fridays are great, and, you know, I get a little bit of a Sabbath coming on, you know, and I enjoy that. So, I mean, that's just for me, I enjoy that. Okay. But when we get into the teachings, sometimes the teachings are more forceful. And it's really important to understand that because the teachings be forceful, it's not about teachers who have – or people that are looking for teachers because they have itching ears. And I don't want anybody who listens to our show to be one of those itching ears people. And what does that mean is – what it means is this. When somebody writes to me and says, hey, I heard something on the radio and it really just – you know, it was difficult and I wanted to know, you know, what do you think and so on and so forth. I'm going to share what that is. But if that person's like, got it, fantastic. But if they go to 10 other people, not good. You see what I'm saying? If you go to 10 other people, not good. That's itching ears. You're like looking for the right answer. Here it is in its nutshell. Sometimes when you hear the word of God, you just go, yep, and leave it there. You don't understand every single nuance about the word of God. I've met the smartest people on the planet. They don't know everything about God. I don't know everything about God. You don't know everything about God, but you know what you need to know, right? And you say yes and amen, because what? Jesus Christ is our Savior and our Lord. Right? Okay. Somebody's waiting to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is your little brother, and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, man. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry we couldn't get to you yesterday. I know that you called, but we were exiting exiting.
It's all right.
Okay. I want to make sure.
Yeah.
All right, my brother.
It won't hurt my feelings.
Okay. Well, you know, that's the good thing about being a brother.
Yeah.
Come on. You have to like that, right?
That's right.
All right. Okay, brother, here it is. The last little thing in the Malachi 4:6. It's very simple. Is the Old Testament ending with a blessing or a curse?
Did you say Malachi?
Yeah, Malachi. Oh. Yeah, that's it. Malachi. Yeah. Yeah.
the Italian prophet.
Yeah, Malachi and his pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. Or shall we have a kolache with C?
Okay, so is it a blessing or a curse?
Well, it's a start with a C, so it's a curse.
That's correct, sir! So I'm gonna give props to Eric. Eric's like, he's, the contention that he says, wait, well, it's got a blessing right in front of it. Right, but except for the last line is it will be a curse. It's like, you know, you can't, it's like the very last line. It's like, uh-oh. So anyway, I understand that, but you are right. That is correct, sir.
Yeah.
That is correct. All right, how are you doing? Can we pray for you?
Oh, sure.
What, you want prayer? Okay, fine.
Yes.
What can we pray for you about?
I do need a prayer.
What
yeah, I just pray that Lord will just calm my anxiety.
Okay, so that, got it. Got
that would be appreciated.
You got it. Let's do it. Let's bring it to the Lord. Father, we come before you right now, and I lift up my dear brother. First of all, I know exactly what that feeling is, Lord, that sometimes your feelings just get the best of you in our situations. And we know that. We know that sometimes we lean in heavy on how things are rolling around on our insides. But you make a promise to us, and you tell us that if we will keep our minds on the right things, and if you keep our hearts in the right direction, keep our spirit towards you, keep our yieldedness before you, that you will offer unto us a peace that passes understanding. Well, that passing of understanding must take place for us, Lord, because otherwise our feelings overwhelm the moment. And moment to moment to moment, the enemy might turn his face away, but it seems like he turns right back against us right away. So for our brother, we're asking for a sustained peace. And Jesus, since you're the Prince of Peace, we ask you to use your authority in Samson's life and let him be at rest and at peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
You got it, bro. I pray for you every time and all the time, okay?
And it was amazing to talking to Dynamite D, so I could have a weekend now.
Yeah, there you go. Now you can go into the weekend.
Yeah.
All right, brother, bless you.
Blessing and Shabbat Shalom.
You too, bro. Bye-bye. Okay, now, just how we went off on that curse thing, right? Oh, see, Jeremiah 17:5. Uh-oh. Dave, can you get out of Jeremiah? No.
Why like would... a little OT.
Yeah, this is an OT. Okay, all right. Here we go. Jeremiah 17:5. Now, listen. Just listen to you. Just stay. Okay. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the man who trusts in mankind, who makes flesh his strength and turns his heart from the Lord. Okay. This is how God feels about PC. This is how God feels about Earth Firsters or Mother Earther kind of peoples, right? He's not even, look. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the man who trusts in mankind, who makes human flesh his strength and turns his heart from the Lord. You know what the Lord's not interested in? Secular progressive people who are thinking that it's all about what we can do with our knowledge because we're brilliant and we're really smart. Or it's not all about the created part of it. It's about the creator. And so what people do is they put their trust or they put their faith in something. When you put your faith in mankind and in humanity, you're going to find out from God he is not happy. I mean, I don't know how else to say that, right? Wait, just before you get all upset with me, and people say, well, what about Jesus? Okay, good question. Let's answer that question with this scripture. John 2, 24, 25. Jesus didn't trust them because he knew human nature. No one needed to tell him what mankind was really like. How about that verse? You know what Jesus did? Didn't put his faith in the system. Right? It's like, you know, cradle to grave is only in the kingdom of God and in the hand of God. And we need to be careful because people are like, oh, those silly Christians. Jesus said he was coming back. And what are they doing? With the whole scripture in Peter. Oh, the scoffers will say, oh, everything's just the way it always was. With those Christian people and that Jesus stuff, right? It's like, listen, people that are worshiping or prioritizing creation over the creator or science over God himself as a system and regard that as a primary belief system, they're in a curse stage. I can't undo what, okay, God, you didn't really mean that, right? That doesn't really count because Dave said so, and that doesn't work that way. So what I want you to catch is, listen, the Lord, it's not that you can't have confidence in people and have relationship with people, but your faith system has to be in God. Because if it's in people, you not only are you going to get hurt, but you're going to separate from the Lord. It's like, that's a bad idea all the way around. Right? Don't do that. Isn't it hard enough without doing that?
Yes, it is. It's hard enough without doing that.
Separate your day. That part stood out to me right there.
Like, oh, don't lie, you know? Like, I'm here to help you, says the Lord. Okay, but I'm jumping off in this canyon, so I'll see you later. Bye. You know, it's like, oh, my God. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame. But I want to get this specific scripture, and it's really important. It's Romans chapter 4, verse 18 through 21. It says this: against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it was said, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. Hey, it was not an impossibility. God gave him a promise when he was 75. It didn't get to fulfilled until he was 100. 25 years between promise and fulfillment. God made sure he was good and dead before the promise came about, so that when Isaac was born, everybody knew, it's amazing. It's a miracle. Exactly. And it wasn't that Abraham didn't know he was old. He faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old, 99 before the conception took place, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Verse 20, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. It doesn't say that Abraham went through this and turned around and yelled at God and complained. He gave glory to God. He knew God could do this. And he believed that the promise that God had given him was important. And he held on to that, even though facing the fact, the circumstance was completely wiped out. Guess what? God showed up. I'm telling you right now, you can tell me all you want about circumstances and situations and your feelings and your processes, but I am telling you, when God shows up, according to Scripture and according to testimony, to the law and to the testimony, the Scripture says, to the prophets and to the testimony, here's what you got to be aware of. When God shows up, changes everything. And you're thinking, well, will that happen for Easton Scott? I hope so. But guess what? If my daughter spends her whole life believing, and Easton's whole life believing, that God can step in and this can change and that may yet happen, she's not done a bad thing. She's raised a child with this gracious hope. If God decides not to do that, instead of complaining about it, it's about giving glory to God, believing that he knows what is in our best interest, even when we don't understand. And yes, I get it. There are tough things. I went through a myriad of tough things, and I'm surprised. First of all, I'm surprised that I'm still alive. Second of all, I'm surprised that the Lord brought me through any of them. I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy of it. But he did it anyway. And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty. And as with every penalty, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're going to offer up a trivia question. We're going to send you to the website. Then we're going to pray for somebody who sent a prayer request in, because that is what we do. And the reason that we do that is because we all need prayer and we all need help, right? I mean, that is a big, big thing in this process. So here you go. There's your trivia question. You guys should be able to get this, or you should be pretty close on two of these. One of these, maybe you should just kind of discard. We'll see. What were the instruments used by the priests around Jericho? See, that's very different. What are the instruments used by the priests around Jericho? Is it the ram's horn trumpets, the beaten silver trumpets, or a gazoo? Which of those three things? A gazoo. You know,
I feel like we had this question the other day, Dave.
Yeah, just going the other direction, though, for an answer. Kind of hint, hint, hint. Your answer is going to be in Joshua chapter 6, verse 4. Okay, so that's
Joshua chapter 6, verse 4. So I'm kind of telling everybody ahead of time so that they can know. Joshua chapter 6, verse 4. Just making sure we know. If you think you know the answer, you can call us, by the way. They survive, right? 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We're going to send you up to the website as we do. We'll encourage you and just say this. On Monday, we got to pay radio rent.
Scary.
She's just going to say this as nice as possible. I'll say it again, though. On Monday, we have to pay radio rent. Okay. You understand that? Okay. All right. So if you can give, that would be awesome. By the way, thank you, everybody who has given to us. Everybody should be aware. We are super appreciative. And we're reaching out to those who maybe haven't had a chance to do that. Please, you know, participate in that. If you can, check it all out. There's a red button on the website. Don't forget this, by the way. Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to the needy and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. Check it out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
I just think Jennifer's going to be watching Star Wars this weekend.
She just might, Dave.
Okay. All right, couple things to tell you. Let's see. We did get somebody reach out to us, and we want to do this right now. So Stephen Prater is asking for prayer for Luis Segura, or I think that's pretty close. It's in that ballpark, okay? Segura or Segura. Okay, forgive me if I'm saying that name wrong. I'm going to look it up real fast. His name is Luis Segura, and he helps with prison ministry and is having a lot of problems physically, having some dialysis and kidney problems. We just want to pray. They need him for ministry, and we just want to ask the Lord to help them in that situation. So let's just do it. Let's pray for Luis in process of Stephen asking for that prayer. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and Lord, it's beyond me. I mean, I know nothing medically, Lord. But I know that you are the one that heals people. I wish I could just heal them, you know, whatever. But then I'd mess that up, Lord. That's why it's got to be you. You have to do that. You have to have the power poured out on your people. It has to be from your hand. It has to be genuine. It has to be authentic. It has to be real. And this man, Lord Luis, is facing serious, serious situation. Not light at all. It's difficult. And we are petitioning you, asking you, you know, asking you will receive. And we are asking you in order to receive on his behalf that you would bring healing to him, healing into his body. Heal him by the power of the Holy Spirit through the name of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter, you tell us 2:24, that it's by his wounds we are healed. We are asking for that healing power to be transferred into Lewis's life from the throne, from you, and so that he will be alive and able to minister to your glory. Only you can do this, and we know that. And we ask you to do it with faith, with expectation, that you will do even more than this. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Okay, and that's one of the things that we love to do. It's just super important to us. I mean, that we do that, right? Is that okay? So when you got that kind of thing going on, you should be aware of that, okay? All right. Okay, so that is that. You know, I'm going to go off script. you get surprised or something?
Not really, Dave.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm just thinking about that prayer, Dave. That's what makes our show unique. I mean, not saying other shows don't pray on air, but you know, we just pray on air, and you can feel it, Dave. I think that's...
Well, you know, somebody said something, and I want to make sure, and I want to make sure, because this is... I really enjoy praying, so it's not, you know, this is not, like, for me, I'm an everyday prayer kind of guy, right? But it's not what I'm praying, or it's got so little to do with me, and everything to do with the Lord's compassion at the moment. So one of the things I've been doing is, you know, I'm like everybody else. It's like, well, we pray for people. You know, the thing with Nola was just heartbreaking, right? It was heartbreaking. Don't tell me it wasn't hurt. It was terrible, right? You want John and his family to be blessed. You want them to be comforted. And I, not for Nola. I'm telling you, it's like that Lazarus thing. It's like, man, that's not the problem. The problem is not that. The problem is everybody else that's around. And so I've been pursuing, you know, the spiritual gifts kind of like to get a – I mean, I have a decent understanding, but it's like even at a doctorate level, got to go deeper, got to go deeper. And so one of the things that I came across today in my study was the reality is praying for people who – for healing and so on and so forth has much more to do with understanding who God is and the compassion he has than anything else you and I can muster. It's just like, you know, it's just like, you just know right there, boy, that was whoever wrote, I know who wrote it, but that was just genius, right? This has got much more to do with our confidence in who God is than it does about us to be able to uncture up a certain amount of love. It's like, this is a lot more about God than us mustering up energy. It's wow. Like, I just know that's like the look. I read that and I thought, that's, boy, I hope that's a great thesis. Boy, I wish somebody would just write a whole dissertation on that. That is some genius stuff. We need to recognize who God is. No, not every prayer gets, I mean, I just think it's weird. No, not everybody gets healed when we pray for them. No, not everybody gets saved when you witness to them. But you don't stop witnessing, and you don't stop praying, and you don't stop doing any of those things. Ever. Until we can't. Do you know what I'm saying? And when there's victory, like when Ace got healed or when Deborah got healed or different people get healed, you rejoice. And when there's a loss, you weep. But you do it under the umbrella of the kingdom of God. Does that make sense? I don't know. I'm just sharing my heart. You know, it's just like, okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break because I think that's going to be a better idea. But I am going to give the answer to the trivia question. So you got to slow that music down. What were the instruments used by the priests around Jericho? On this one, it was ram's horn trumpets, beaten silver trumpets, or kazoos. It was ram's horns trumpets this time. Last time, it was silver trumpets. This time, it's ram's horns trumpets.
Oh, wow. That was a good one.
See? That was a good one. All right, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
Hot topics.
Pointing out inconsistencies is not disparaging. It's just the truth. Number two, our job as in church discipline is where you can't judge those that are outside the church. Number three, the people we were talking about were Christians anyway. Number four, you think this is bad? Wait, this just gets worse and worse, people. Regarding Paul's statement of speaking evil of leaders being inappropriate, the context is also critical and can be misapplied. Now, how many times did I tell you? Watch out for bad Bible brains.
The David Spoon Experience.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our last trivia question, which I think will be pretty reasonable for most people to follow or to get, and then we'll have our final teaching. We may get into history. I'm not sure if we're going to get there or not. So here's going to be our last trivia question, just getting ready for you. So what do we got going on?
Brother Jesse wants to know the title of that book that you gave earlier.
I believe that's the one I was quoting. No, that's called Authority to Heal by Ken Blue. Authority to Heal by Ken Blue. Really kind of a such great, great, great. So I think it's Ken Blue. No, that's right.
No, the book that you wrote, Dave.
Oh, Broken for His Glory. That's Broken for His Glory. I don't know. I wrote a book? Really? It's probably like level of a fortune cookie. Okay. All right. Let's do the trivia question. Okay. Leave it alone. It's almost Friday. Well, it's Friday. It's almost the weekend. Why did Herod Agrippa die? Okay, this is Acts chapter 12. Why did he die? Number one, he did not give glory to God. Number two, he was betrayed. Or number three, he had a really lousy comedy routine. Okay? All right, just saying, very quick. Why did Herod Agrippa die? Number one, he didn't give glory to God. Number two, he was betrayed. Or number three, he had a really lousy comedy routine. That's what you get. Okay, if you think you know, if that's right, it's funny. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. For those that are looking for a reference point, that's going to be Acts chapter 12, verse 23. Why did King Agrippa die, or Herod Agrippa die? He did not give glory to God, number one. Number two, he was betrayed. Number three, he had a lousy comedy routine. And see, what's funny about that is that when you have a lousy comedy routine, you die on stage. Okay. See, that's where the connection comes from. Okay, thank you. All right. I'll just let that go. All right, here we go. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 9. Is what we're going to go into. So I wanted you to get ready for that. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 9 says this, and this is mind-boggling to me. I remember when I read this like the first couple of times when I was a Christian, I was like, That was my response, because I didn't have any other response. Here it is. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 9. Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. So I read this and I go, yeah. But what I have to pray for is this, because I don't do this very well, and I need more help in it. All of you have unity of mind. I've got that. I can find unity of mind with most any Christian, especially knowing that unity has been established by our Heavenly Father through the blood of Jesus Christ, by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. It's something that Scripture teaches us to keep. keep the unity. Okay, got it. Don't find it. Keep it. Don't lose it is what's being said. Have brotherly love, a tender heart, a humble mind. Okay, well, I'm always working on that. So that's just one of those things I'm always working on. It's verse 9 that drives me crazy. You're thinking, what do we get to drive to the Word of God? I know, but I'm working towards that. I'm trying to have the Lord work this in my system, and I'm not telling him I won't do it, so he forces me to do it. I'm working on it. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. Well, when people are mean, when they're like not being nice, I'm just saying, when they're giving you evil, it's hard not to go, ah, you give me some evil, huh? I'll give you evil. And you think I'm kidding? I'll just make this really clear. When somebody's on the road and cuts you off or does something weird and then they end up behind you, you're like, ha, ah, that's the same spirit. I'm just saying it's evil for evil. It's like, no. And so we're supposed to have this empathy and this sympathy and a tender heart. See, it's not just sympathy. It's a tender heart, which is where the empathy is. So we're not supposed to respond in kind. When it involves fleshly behavior, we don't give that response back to them in the flesh. It's like, what? What? We're supposed to do the opposite. We're supposed to bless. Not give evil for evil. Now, wait, what? We overcome evil with good. Everybody knows that scripture. Oh, yeah, overcome evil with good. Yes, but how do you do that? Well, this is part of that. You overcome evil with good by blessing when somebody's cursing. You overcome evil with good by doing good and by praying for somebody, not against somebody. I remember when the election happened 4.5 years ago, whatever it was, and I said, everybody ought to be praying for one another. I got more negative responses. Praying for people? It's like, you don't pray against people. That's cursing. And you think God's going to forget that? That's not how you do it. You bless them. And then it says this, you bless them, for to this you were called. Now, this is the part that we need to get. And we talked about this just the other day, that you might obtain a blessing. What do you mean? How do I obtain a blessing? You know how you obtain a blessing? You be one in order to get one. It's just, there it is. There it is. Put that on the bumper sticker. Yeah? Want to be blessed? Be a blessing. Just put it on a bumper sticker right now. Just put it on the car.
Need one, Dave.
You got to be one in order to get one. You know, it's like, of course, this is what the Lord has in mind. It's like, well, some people are so obnoxious. I know. That's why it takes an extraordinary amount of the Holy Spirit working in you through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, because you couldn't do it without Jesus' help, for you to accomplish this. You can't love your enemies in your own strength and power. You can't even love yourself in your own strength and power. You need the help of God. So you say, I need your help. I want to be better. I want to be this. And people that were, listen, when, just think about this. When Jesus was on the cross, he was like, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. And people are like, well, that means everybody's saved. No, it doesn't. It means that not everybody in the entire universe is going to get laser blasted in 1 millisecond because they did the ultimate bad thing. That's what it means. So it's like people are like, they take it to all these weird places. Look, it's very simple if we will yield it unto the Lord. And if we yield it unto the Lord, we're supposed to be a blessing. The question is, you know, are we willing to do that? That's one of the questions we ask on our regular basis. We say, are, you know, not can you be a blessing, but, you know, or will you be a blessing, but how can you be a blessing? In other words, we need to figure out in the Lord how to do that, how to be a blessing to somebody. And again, that blessing, it can be financial, but it can be prayer. It can be a word of encouragement. It can be, there's no limit to what it can be. It's got to be just sincere and real. And if you don't have it and you say, God, help me. Help me get that. You want to be a blessing. Because that's part of the reflecting of Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus could have, I know you guys know this, but it's worth noting. Jesus could have come and preached and just called out every single person's sins every time he met somebody. He could have called out everybody's anytime sin. every time you met somebody. He didn't do that. He could have blasted, and he'd have been right every time. Didn't do that. Instead, what he did was he poured into other people. And even some of those people he poured into, they weren't going to return it. There were 10 that got healed. How many came back who got healed? The lepers who got healed? How many came back? One. That means 9 people received the blessing of Jesus and didn't say thank you. Wow. He still blessed them. People are like, well, okay, but they might not have been saved. Hey, yeah, but you know what? They got healed. You can tell me that doesn't matter? That matters. Be a blessing. Be the blessing that God wants you to be. Okay? How's that? Be a blessing. You want to receive a blessing? Be a blessing. What a man sows, that shall he also reap. Okay? All right. That's a good one. You can't get away from that. It's like, even I'm like going, gosh, I'm so convicted. I'm so thankful for grace and mercy. I can't even begin to tell you. Why did Herod Agrippa die? Was either he did not give glory to God, he was betrayed, or he had a lousy comedy routine. And the answer is he did not give glory to God, and God did not like that. And because of that, God ate him with worms. So here's a really good piece of advice. No matter what you're going through, give glory to God. Or you can become a big part of a fishing experience. So don't do that, okay? Just give glory to God. That's the way to go about it, okay? All right, great. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 70 and one-half-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.